Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
What the hell?
Oh, there it is.
I don't know. You tell me.
Oh.
What are you wearing? What? Oh, a bear? Is that just like a... We're California, we have bear hat? Or like...
We have a team. It's the team where the Fresno Grizzlies here in the Central Valley. But yeah, we're okay. Also Grizzlies. Grizzlies in California.
Yeah, bears are they're a thing there for sure.
So are Beat and Battlestar Galactica.
Wait, what?
If you don't know what that is, we can't be friends.
Yeah, that reference doesn't track. What is that from?
Bears Beat Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
What is it from?
Dude, it's from The Office.
Oh yeah, I didn't watch that.
Oh my god.
Anyways,
you can't complain to me about anything anymore. Like,
I can
like
complain.
You're dead to me. Absolutely.
I can complain about anything. Hello everyone. Oh, welcome to the Daily Cup of Genre here on the Genreverse Podcast Network and YouTube channel. Give us a follow on your favorite podcast app if you're listening to us. If you're watching us on YouTube, hit that red subscribe button. I'm Kyle, that's Manny, and apparently I'm dead to Manny, so this will be an interesting show. Don't forget to check out lrmonline.com every day for all entertainment news, needs, opinions, celebrity interviews, and more. Dude, I don't know. I've seen random episodes and I've seen clips. The parkour clip is hilarious, of course, but I'm not usually a fan of the mockumentary style TV shows.
So you don't like Parks and Rec either?
No, didn't care for Parks and Rec either. Yeah. We tried. My sister was a big fan of that, and she's like, "You guys got to try to watch this. It's hilarious." And we're just like, "When is it hilarious?
When is it?" So, oh my god! All right. Well, I mean, we just lost like 12 subscribers, so.
You know, that's fine. It happens. Some people were upset with our right now privated episode from yesterday. I'm guessing you weren't excited enough about Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania. I'm gonna try to edit the audio in that or the video in that and get that back published. Take out that one thing you shouldn't have said, Manny. You awful, awful person. You.
I mean, I've said worse things.
Yeah, you have indeed.
Oh my gosh!
But yeah, I'm gonna try to fix that. So it's not uncommon for us to piss off the audience. But hey, we'll take the hate clicks. It's still interaction. It's still ad revenue for Google. So there you go.
Or was it? What's that Jenner say? Not the the mom. She says all publicity is good publicity.
Oh yeah, no such thing as bad press and stuff like that. Yeah, yeah, very very classic. Speaking of classics, I shared a news story in the in our Slack with the other editors, and did you hear? Apparently, Warner Brothers has confirmed to EW that Constantine 2 with Keanu Reeves is still a thing, dude.
Yeah.
It's still happening. That entertainment EW Entertainment Weekly posted this yesterday afternoon. Simply a spokesperson for Warner Brothers confirmed to EW that Constantine 2 is not scrapped. Despite recent internet chatter, I've stood by the idea that Constantine was a good movie. It was not a Hellblazer movie. It was not a good Hellblazer movie, but it as a movie, as the story that it told with the character isolated from the source material, the characters that they explored, it is a very enjoyable and very fun movie. It has one of the best on-screen depictions of Lucifer that there is. I can't help but kind of be happy this is one that survives of all the things, you know, that this might get a chance to see the light of day. What did you think, man? Did you think it would be canceled? Do you still think it'll be canceled?
I mean, I think they may see it as being worth developing and checking out to see down the line. I mean, and worst comes, if it works, then it's going to be an Elseworlds story. I've always been in the belief since the last week or so that I know that they said two movies and two shows a year, but I do believe there's going to be one or two more a year that are going to just be out of continuity and just kind of more DC content, plus some more animated stuff from the home entertainment side. Because I really hope that they don't get rid of that, because, you know, they produce really cool stuff. Like they did the animated adaptation of Batman versus the Ninja Turtles, mm-hmm. and Superman and the Elite, the recent Green Lantern they did, I think that Constantine, just like kind of like those, are they're just kind of like live in their own world, and it's like, yeah, here's a cool movie, just enjoy that.
Yeah, I guess I could see that. It just always comes back to that whole multiverse idea, and if one thing from the past can come back, why not another? And I really want I want all sides of that to shut up on both DC and those that will be like, well, if this can survive into the new DCU, then this from Snyderverse or all Snyderverse can. As much as people that want to bring in all of the awful, awful, awful Fox and Sony Marvel stuff to the MCU proper.
Well, that's happening.
I know it is. I'm already aware of so much that I really... Oh, God. It's a headache.
Hey, it didn't work for Sony. I don't know why they think it's going to work over here. Oh, well, now it has nostalgia attached to it.
Right. Mm-hmm. So Sony's deals with what they're trying to do with all their spider stuff is awful in and of itself, man. I've never been a fan of most of what Sony has done. I mean, in reality, they have 1.5 decent movies that aren't worked with Marvel. And that's the first two Spider-Man movies make up one and a half good movies. Everyone, we just lost another 5 that are Andrew Garfield super fans. It's okay, guys.
Like, I like Andrew Garfield as Spider-Man. I hated the rest of the movie.
Yeah, I could see that. And that includes not liking him as Peter Parker at all. I just had the Spider-Man bit down.
I just remember watching that second one and going, hey, is this a Easter egg for a third movie? Because that's all they're doing here. Like, they're so focused on making you want to watch another movie by sticking so many Easter eggs in this one that they completely forgot to actually make a movie here. I don't know.
Were you a fan of the first Constantine film?
I wasn't too much into Constantine back then. So actually I've watched it a couple years ago. And by a couple years ago, I do mean like 5, because I'm getting old.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off My Rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin Marshall credit card bill.
So, I don't know. The thing about Keanu is that I see him in certain roles, and then after that, I kind of don't like him as an actor. He really has a kind of like Sam Jackson, and I guess The Rock too, where if they're not playing the type of character, then it didn't really fall short, and it's awkward. Keanu is one of them. Like if he's not doing like John Wick, if he's not doing like The Matrix,
I wouldn't say any of the Matrixes were great except for that first one.
I know, but like you see him as Neo, as
yeah,
what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's weird. Constantine actually worked. Like I thought that worked for him, which is why I'm like, yeah, sure. Like I don't want to see him play that role again because it's one of those roles that I think it fits him, and I think that's what Ryan Johnson was trying to tell us about Dave Bautista, that he's a good actor, and mm-hmm. then we're all kind of like, what? And then you know you watch Knock at the Cabin and you go, you know what, he might be right, he might have a point. Bautista has some range. He's able to play Drax, he's able to play you know characters like that in Knives Out. He was also in one of the Bond films as one of the villains, and then also now playing this character. It's you know, you're like, all right, Ryan Johnson might have a point, he might actually be the best wrestler actor. But with Keanu, it's like there's this movie, I forgot what it was called, he gets kidnapped by a bunch of girls, where he is just awful.
I forget that it's some weird like Break-In or
yeah, it's with Ana de Armas, and I love her. But we're just watching it, we're like, man, this guy's awkward. Whereas like a Nicolas Cage could like mm-hmm. play anything, and it could be terrible, but you appreciate it for it being Nicolas Cage. Like like it could be awful, and you're just like, I still buy this. Like the only thing I'm happy he never got to play with Superman, because that would have been cringe. That would have been absolute cringe. I'm sorry, Nicolas Cage. That would have been terrible.
That would have been worth seeing. No matter how awful it was, that would have been
with the long hair. Oh God, jeez, no. Like, please don't, no. So so the long answer, I guess, is the short answer.
I know he gets a lot of shit, but man, Nick Cage had some good movies.
No, he did. I'm one of those fans. I love his movies, just because like sometimes they're actually pretty good, and other times it's just like, God damn, man, what are you doing? Also,
I mean, like Con Air, of course, is an all time mm-hmm. classic, great action movie.
Face Off.
I think Face Off is great. I think people sleep on Gone in 60 Seconds, but that was the shit was cool, back in the day, man. Yeah, Giovanni Ribisi, you had freaking Nick Cage, you had Duvall in the film. I mean, you had a lot of freaking Angelina Jolie's in that movie. Mm-hmm. But that was great. And I'll tell you what, those National Treasure movies, those first two National Treasure movies, those are a lot of freaking fun, especially the first one. Mm-hmm. The first one's great. The character feeds into Nick Cage's dial perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
So, but of course he has the not the bees meme, and he's known for less well liked roles.
You're talking about Ghost Rider?
Oh God, can we forget about Ghost Rider?
his best movie though is Pig. I think one of his best movies. Pig. I don't know if you ever got to see that. Dude, it's literally about a man trying to find his pig.
Hmm.
And it is his truffle pig. He has a truffle pig.
Those are valuable.
it is good, man. Like we watched it just because we were like, what is this? And it's like, it has Nicolas Cage in it. Oh, it's going to be weird. Let's go watch it. So we went to the theater and then we're like, oh snap. this was actually really good. Yeah. So, but also, was it Keanu Reeves? He has some range. I mean, he did like what, Bill and Ted's, Excellent Adventure and stuff like that, and it worked. That worked too. So I'm not saying there's not a lot, but there's not a lot of wiggle room there. It's so again, back to Constantine. Sure, I enjoyed Constantine quite a bit as a character. I enjoy that world of the Vertigo characters. So if you're still giving me Sandman on one end on Netflix, and you're still now you're building off in the actual DCU with Swamp Thing, and then we're building the Dark, it might be cool. But I will say though that if you're continuing to do it on Netflix and you're doing this, and then you're gonna have something in the DCU or DC films, all right, that could get a little confusing. But I don't think that, who knows, maybe this is the Constantine they actually want. And so that it could be that too, and you know, we're kind of speculating over something that's already going to be in continuity rather than out of, but it's a weird world anyway, so it works.
Yeah, I had something that I was gonna segue into, and then yeah, you went on a little bit too far. Now I've forgotten it.
Damn, brain damage.
It's like the best thing in the world to have to blame, but it means that you have it. So like, damn. Yeah, it's completely gone. It was something from what we were I remember now.
Yes.
I was talking with because news is kind of dry today, so I was wanted to bring this conversation up to you. You go to movies more than I do. You got an older kid who can join you a lot easier or stay home or whatever. We used to go to the movies all the time for everything, from your big action flick to your Adam Sandler, Jim Carrey comedies, to your horror movies. We used to go for everything. One, there's still lots of horror. There's still action flicks that aren't comic books, and ones that are, of course. You still have your Oscar bait. Where are the comedies? Like, where are all of the stand-up comedians turned actors, like we had with Sandler, like you had with Carrey? Where you have actors like Kevin Hart who absolutely have made that transition, but they don't have, I don't know, like, there's, where are the comedies, man? They don't seem to be like they used to be.
Do you want to know where they're at?
On streaming.
Yep. Most of them are on Netflix or on Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's such a weird thing to me.
The thing about comedies is that they're really cheap to make. So you can invest, you know, you don't really invest much in it. So the return to put them on streaming is a lot higher, because you know you're gonna build the library, and you have some exclusives, and you have well-known names. So like a lot of those rom-coms and a lot of those comedies, they're on streaming. Your Kevin Hart's, I mean, you just had that Jonah Hill and Eddie Murphy film, which it wasn't very good.
Horror's real cheap though too, and it's been doing fairly well in
theaters, horror provides that escape. And when you watch horror in theaters with the speakers and the popcorn, and the audience, it creates a mood, a setting. It creates
and I even go ahead, sorry.
No, all I'm saying is you can enjoy a comedy at home almost the same way you can enjoy it in the theaters.
And I had brought that up to Brian, because he was like, you know, excuse me, all theaters should be premium, basically, is what he was saying. Like, every seat should be a recliner. Every screen should be RPX or bigger. And I'm like, but there's no need for that. You don't need that for, you know, a drama movie. You don't need that for a comedy. And he was like, well, I'm not seeing those in theaters anyways. It's just like, God dang.
Well,
I get that. But why? Because we used to. I used to, dude. I can't tell you how many comedy movies I saw in theaters in the 90s and early 2000s. How many horror comedies, regular comedies? How many just all sorts of things out there that aren't, like I said, what we usually see in theaters these days. Why did we stop? I don't get it.
Well, I'm telling you, I do not get paid by Regal, but here in Fresno, our Manchester Regal, all of their rooms are recliner seats.
Yeah,
all of them. So, if Brian wants to come and get comfy in one of these seats, go ahead and come on down, Fresno. We got you. Yeah, I mean, I agree with you, man. In theaters, I watch movies like The Pest. I watched Scary Movie, Scary Movie 2, Scary Movie 3. I mean, more recently than later. Damn, I can't even remember too many comedies that we watched. I guess Free Guy's a comedy.
That's an original comedy, and that's the other thing is there will be things like Jumanji, which is a comedy, but it's an action
comedy.
But it's also part of a franchise and IP, that's why I tried to like qualify with what we were used to, you know,
like movies like Blue Streak, Rush Hour 2.
Blue Streak was hilarious,
Bad Boys. I know it's an action film, but there's a lot of comedy in that too.
Hey, it was an original bit. Yeah.
So, we're 100% really missing that. But I think also is they're making a lot of comedies with kind of like, rude, but like B tier actors sometimes.
Well, and, I mean, a lot of actors in comedies were B tier at first. I mean,
and yeah. I mean, I know.
Grew,
but... Sorry, but I will always prefer to watch a movie in theaters. So
yeah,
but I understand that comedies are easier. They're just cheaper, and so like you do not mind just slapping it onto that, onto the streaming service. But here's what they got to do, and it's what they're doing, and it's annoying, but it's the only way to bring people to theaters. You got to bring back those franchise comedies. Like, you got to do another, like, American Pie. Like, you got to You really can't. You
can't do that these days.
I know, but...
of the teen movie are gone.
Can you imagine trying to do, like, dumb. Euro Trip right now?
Oh, dude. Look, yes, you're dealing with a couple of millennials here. Manny a few years younger than myself. I am in the geriatric millennials or whatever, but guys, there was and still is, in my opinion, a time and place for the inappropriate, dark, overly sexualized, overly stereotypical teen movie. That's what they used to be called. If you've ever seen Not another teen movie. You'll understand the connection and why they call them teen movies, even though they are supposed to be for adults, because they're rated R. Back to the Future is kind of sort of a teen movie, but it was a clean one. As a matter of fact, if I'm not mistaken, I think it was Bob Gale said that the studio wanted them to push some envelopes more, and they were just like, it's not that kind of movie. Euro Trip is hilarious. I reference it all the time with my wife. Sometimes when we go through we have a lot of tunnels here where we live. And every now and then you'd be like, uh-oh, long tunnel. And it's just a reference to that movie Euro Trip. And, I think of the first Van Wilder, Ryan Reynolds. I think that might be the first movie I ever saw him in. That's a hilarious freaking movie. National Lampoon's got a great history with several movies, including Animal House and the Vacation films. Although only Vacation and Christmas Vacation are good, in my opinion. But still,
I don't like any of those.
You didn't like any of the Vacations?
No. Oh, this is not my thing, man.
Christmas is great. I wish. And American Pie, it's funny that you mentioned that, because I think in the style of comedy that it is, of course, excuse me, it still holds up as a funny movie. All the jokes still hit. You think of the first Harold and Kumar. I mean, holy crap, man. Nothing's better than Neil Patrick Harris playing a very, very stylized version of himself.
I mean, also what wouldn't hold up is doesn't hold up to the current climate and culture is, you know, the Police Academy films.
Oh God, yes.
And which I adore. I love those films. As a matter of fact, now that I mentioned it, I might go back and watch them now, because man, those are fun. Just different times, man. And nothing we can do about it. And so comedy has to be really straight edge a lot of times. And there's a couple of comedians that I'm gonna go on a limb and say something kind of stupid, because like in the way I say it, because they're just saying jokes, like they're being really brave. You know, like Bill Burr, Dave Chappelle.
Yeah.
And a couple of other ones who are like, these are jokes, and this is a style that I've been telling jokes for decades. And if you don't like it, you know, you can, you know, whatever expletive they want to enter there. And guess what? They still get Netflix specials. They still sell out. You know, it really proves that whiny culture is a bubble online that you see, that's supposedly such, you know, that is such a representation of all of audience, is not true.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, look, the thing about free will is you have the freedom to ignore. Comedy has been under attack since the day it was invented. You used to have people get in trouble for via obscenity laws doing comedy, doing stand up. Humans are the only creatures that we are aware of that are self-aware of their mortality. Very soon after we are born, we realize that we are going to die one day, right? That's a burden. And not only that, but we understand risks in ways that, as far as we know, no other creature does. It's the curse of the gray mass in our skulls. And comedy has been one of those coping mechanisms. I wholeheartedly believe comedy comes from coping mechanisms evolved over thousands and thousands, tens and hundreds of thousands of years, depending on your scientific beliefs, I guess, or religious beliefs. But it's been in us for a while to take the dark and turn a spotlight on it in a way that alleviates the tension. And for some people, it increases tension. And to them, I say, don't partake in the comedy. But in general, comedy has not really generated much negativity for society. If anything, it's allowed us to push forward, because it allows us to shine a light on some of the worst aspects of society, some of the worst aspects of human nature. And we need it, man. We really need to laugh. We need to be able to laugh at anything and everything. So yeah, I'm there with a lot of those comedians that you mentioned, and they might not even say things that I agree with all the time, but at least they're saying them. You know what I'm saying? I think you're muted.
Yeah. It's jokes, and the thing is, if you gotta hit, you gotta attack everyone fair, you know, everyone's really fair game. Anything is fair game because you could really make light of every and any situation. And like, I think it just speaks more to like, so, you know, being offended all the time, that's just gonna suck. Like, as a human, to just have to walk around and just being offended or hating the type of person or type of lifestyle, or not being able to laugh at you know even your own, especially your own circumstances. Hell, if I didn't laugh at myself, I don't know where I'd be.
For sure.
Like how awful must that be? But I'm glad that, you know, we still have some remnants of that comedy. But I don't know, man. Maybe it's just not as marketable. With like, how much do you really want to pay for a comedy? Like, how much would you pay for an employee of the month? That's not
much for that. But if I was gonna get another, you know, experience like a water boy. That was great.
But the thing is,
I'm not going to get that.
but we've talked about it also. The issue with that is that these are original movies. Original movies do not sell right now in theaters. It is very, very rare that they do well. We've seen it all last year. We saw it the year before, and we're still seeing it this year. If it's not a franchise, almost. It's a very, very extreme thought. You always don't think about putting it in theater. And then you're almost surprised when an original film does well. Yeah. Of course, now they're trying different strategies, like using like TikTok as marketing, which has worked for some films. And now you start thinking that maybe those two guys who are working on Hercules may be onto something. If it's not franchise. The top films of last year were franchise. What did we have to go down to? Like 11.
Yeah.
Well, with Elvis to find something that wasn't an original.
Yep.
Not to say that there aren't, you know, some of those films that did well. Elvis, Elvis is kind of a franchise, man. Like, it's Elvis Presley. Like, we know, everyone knows who that is. That's a biopic. So maybe we have to go to 12 too. if you want, you can make that argument. But
you could.
So like,
you technically could.
So you take a movie and then you like say, The Waterboy. Like, it's coming out in 2023. Because
Waterboy
of the
2, Gatorade sucks.
Curse of the Alligator or something.
Oh. Yeah.
That will do well because it's a franchise.
Yeah.
So, probably. It might. But also the thing is that he's also on what the hell's his name? Adam Sandler.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's done too many movies again on Netflix.
Yeah.
That he's kind of watered down his value in theaters.
He didn't have a whole bunch of hits over the last 2 decades anyway.
His more serious films that he's done.
Yeah. I've heard some good things about some of those that were on streaming. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the one with the diamonds or whatever.
So good. That sounds really good. And then he has the one that he just did. I forgot what it's called, with where he's a basketball recruiter.
Mm.
Also on Netflix. That one was really good. I don't remember what the title of that one was. But you can't put it in 2023. You can't put a Jack and Jill in theaters.
No.
Hell, I would even argue you can't put a Grown Ups again in theaters.
No.
So
absolutely not. Like, not anymore.
Like, they're just not going to generate enough for the studios to be like, we're going to put it here. We would rather invest that property into our streaming service, where they are going to go in and click on it, because on a Friday night, that film has value.
Yeah.
We're going to put some ads in it now, though.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, so
one day, some long-term contracts. The only way to get the ad-free tier will be to get your whole year at once.
Yeah,
I'm telling you guys.
What was the other thing I'm going to tell you? Oh, you know what? I know we talked about this before, but since we're talking about streaming, I'm just going to say this again. Everybody listening out there, grow up and pay for your own damn Netflix. Like, I don't understand why all of a sudden having to pay for something you should have been paying for this whole time is an issue.
It's like when you get kicked off your parents' auto insurance. What? You mean I got to pay for this myself? Like,
yeah. But
at some point, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It's it like
it's always it's meant
been,
to be that.
It's been
that
so
way.
It's in the
terms and services. You're not generally supposed to.
Yeah. It's like, you know, you're not supposed to be doing that from the first place, right? Like, I don't understand.
It's like just be thankful for the time you had and then make the appropriate financial choices going forward.
Yeah, it's like you said, it's like growing up a little bit. Now you have to pay for rent. You have to pay for your phone bill. You have to, you know, once you get to that point in life, yeah, life does suck. Then you're like, oh, fuck, I really had it good, didn't I? Oh, man.
Yeah. Welcome to the real world. No,
but
I mean,
if
service allows it, mm-hmm. and you take advantage of it, fine.
Yeah,
but when they cut down on it, you can't really fault them. I mean, they said it could be up to 100. What'd they say? Tens of millions of households that aren't paying. That's money, guys. They need money. The content you want to consume costs money to make. And if they're not making money to make more content, then you yourself are screwed. And to everyone that goes, well, then they need to make content worth watching. If it's
don't subscribe.
Yeah, if it's not worth paying for to watch it, don't watch it at all. Don't pirate it. Don't borrow the password to watch and be like, I'm only watching this for free because, you know, it's I have nothing better. Don't just leave it alone then. But no, it's not that way.
The funnier thing is listening to those people say, well, I'm not getting Netflix then, and I'm pretty sure the response should be, you never subscribed anyway. so they're really not missing you, but good luck trying to watch the next season of Stranger Things or you know, some of the other good content that's coming out this year. It, you know, they still put out good stuff. I don't think they'll miss you because you were never
true.
Anyone to them. You were a mooch.
That is true.
You're just taking up bandwidth.
precious bandwidth. I think that's about it for today, man. That's a good show. Guys, it's been great chit-chatting. I'm going to try to get that other episode from yesterday back up so you can hear Manny's thoughts on Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantum Mania. And thanks to the viewer that pointed out the mistake. So really do appreciate that. You guys can find more content like this here on the Genreverse YouTube channel. Lots of anime stuff, as you can see on your screen. If you're watching us on YouTube, please hit the red subscribe button. We have Star Wars stuff on the Cantina. Breaking Geek covers everything in entertainment, kind of like the Daily Cog does, but they only do it on Fridays, and it's generally longer. We have... I mentioned the anime stuff, and Marvel... It's a Marvel Multiverse Mayhem's in the air. We'll see what happens in the future. But yeah, if it's not a reaction video, it is up on our podcast network, wherever you get those from, whatever app or website you like to, use in general. And of course, the website lrmonline.com every day for all entertainment news. For all entertainment news needs, opinions, written reviews, celebrity interviews, and more. Anything else, Manny?
Just a heads up to everyone, I am back in the interview game, as I want to call it, because I missed it. So look out for those. I have a couple of really good indie films that I'm talking to creators with. This week I'm also talking to Adult Swim creators for Kingstar King and Ballmasters Rubicon. Got a couple of Bravo reality stars next week, and a couple of horror films also. So it was funny, one day I said I really wanted to do interviews again, and my email said say less, fam, and I booked all this week, and I'm almost booked next week. But I love it. I couldn't stay away that long because it was killing me inside softly with its song. So look out for those. Some of those will come out this week. Some of those will come out next week. And as for those Adult Swim specials, they will be arriving on Monday, February 20th.
All right. We'll talk to you guys next time. Bye.